this is a big announcement. No, it's not the Nintendo Switch 2. You know when you get news articles and your whatever you've previously looked at sort of influences your algorithm?
Yeah.
Well, somebody thinks that I care about the Nintendo Switch 2 loads, because every day it's like, the Nintendo Switch 2, rumours, the Nintendo Switch 2, price confirmation, question mark.
Ah, it worked. My plan worked.
What, you're skewing.
Hinting.
Stop skewing my algorithm. No, but this is the PS5 Pro.
What?
Is coming. So, the PS5 Pro, what is involved in the PS5 Pro? First of all, it's coming on November the 7th.
Just in time for Christmas.
They always do this, don't they? Do you remember when we got the PlayStation 5 and you actually made me wait about a month until my birthday to get it?
No, what's funnier
I was sitting there going, I haven't been made to wait since I was five.
What's really funny is I think you had to wait because my mum had got you the controller. Oh. And then the best thing is, I think it was the wrong controller or something.
No. What happened was, now I remember now. So I unwrapped a birthday present, which was a PlayStation 5 controller.
Yeah.
And then, but we didn't have the PlayStation 5 for several more months.
Oh, that's so
then I had to sit there with just a controller. And then the PlayStation finally arrived.
So you literally sit there in the living room with your little PlayStation controller.
I think this happened once. When I was a child, at the age of about seven, I unwrapped a bag of sugar for my birthday. And I thought, why is this? What? And then I realised that one of the presents further down the line was a candy floss maker.
Oh,
but
right.
I opened it in the wrong order.
Oh, wow.
But imagine getting the bag of sugar and then going, having to wait a month for a candy floss maker. Okay. Anyway, so that happened in my life. Now, this one, so you can pre-order it now.
Can you, though? Because do you remember the fiasco of the PlayStation 5 when nobody could get their hands on one?
Yeah, not just that. The PS Portal
took
me about 6 months to actually get one. So you can apparently get them at the moment. The first thing to note is what's different about it? Well, the price, £700. Which I think is
a
significant
deep.
Price.
Yeah.
And so this is what it does.
It costs more than my first car.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
Mm.
And would it be more fun than having a car? Maybe, but not as useful in life.
Yeah.
So essentially, it's a bit more powerful. It has, it can have the capacity to play games with better graphics, to make them run faster. At the moment, there's a list of games that are already out that have a PS5 Pro upgrade available. So when the games come out, they will have better graphics, more performance. It says things like high fidelity. Often when you play PlayStation 5 games now, they're very complicated, and you can either choose a performance mode or a graphics mode. So you either has better graphics, but you know it stutters a bit, or it runs really smoothly, but sometimes the graphics drop off a little bit, and there's that trade-off. The idea is that the PS5 Pro doesn't have to trade off one against the other.
Oh, right.
It's got enough power to play, so far, this list of games, which includes things like Horizon, the latest Horizon game, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is on the list here, The Last of Us Part II Remastered, I mean...
Yeah, you know, yeah, so the top games.
Gran Turismo 7. So, but the thing is, the list of games, at the moment, there's only about 5 or 6 or 7 games on the list, which you can check out on the PlayStation blog online. I don't know if that is worth how expensive it is.
Because how much is a PS5?
Well, at the moment, a PS5 is about £500. And there's a PS5 Slim as well. There's other versions of it. But I just think that is just so much money, isn't it? In this day and age, £700.
Yeah, I can think of other things that I could buy for £700.
The graphics,
is that it? Is that the only? Is that the main thing?
This is it. So the graphics are 45% better. It's got more memory, and it's got better ray tracing, which is things like lighting in games like, you know, in Spider-Man. The lighting shines off the building windows and stuff. And I don't know if it's going to make games better enough to worry about it. Like, if you really want it to look that good, you're starting to get into the price territory of buying a computer.
Yeah.
You know, once you're looking at about £1,000, you can buy a genuine gaming PC if you've got the space for it.
Mm. That's what you want to do with this office, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, consoles, I've always wanted a gaming PC, but that's why I've got the Steam Deck, because at least some of the games kind of work on that. But
yeah. How are you getting on with that?
Yeah, good.
Yeah?
I probably
you
play
rate it?
More than anything I've
more
got.
More than the Switch?
Way more. because I can play things like Fallout 4 on the tube.
Mm. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is cool, yeah. So I don't know, I think £700 for better graphics, you know, if you care that much about graphics and processing and stuff, you probably... Now you're in the territory of just buy a PC.
So this is for the experts. This is for the pros.
People who've got too much money.
This is for the people that probably make money from gaming rather than just like the likes of me and you who just love gaming.
It's about like the Elite controller that I bought, which was like £200.
Was that worth it?
No. You just don't need it. So anyway, that's available. Let us know your thoughts on that.
You can get in touch.
At Naked Gaming Pod. We're there.